الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We only praise Him. We ask for assistance from Him alone. We ask for forgiveness from Him alone. We believe in Him. And we put all our trust in Him alone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us refuge against all our bad deeds, against all the wickedness of our nafs. When Allah gives guidance, nobody can put him astray. And whomsoever Allah puts astray, nobody can guide him. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his beloved servant and his last messenger. All believers, fear Allah with utmost devotion and sincerity until the last day of your life. And all believers, fear Allah and only say the good thing, the just and fair thing from your mouth. And just for doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fix your amal, fix your deeds, and forgive your sins. Whomsoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger is the one who is going to have a complete success. And that success is فَمَنْ زُفْسِدَ عَلِ النَّارِ فَوْدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whosoever can escape hellfire and enter Jannah has achieved that biggest success. My dear brothers and sisters, in the last few days, precisely the month of February, they call it the Black History Month. This commemoration, as I would say, is to memorize those black people from Africa that were brought here as slaves during 1700 and 1800. Majority of them were, in fact, all of them were put to great misery, brutality, and unjust treatment. And majority of them were forced to change their religion. History tells us that majority of them were Muslims. They were devout Muslims. So, in today, these few minutes, the short time that we have together, I will talk to you about 2 points related to black history. When we talk about black history, what comes to our mind? Injustice. The deprivation of those God-given rights, what we call the liberty and justice for all. And humans doing cruel things to humans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this fact in the Holy Quran. بَعْدَ عَيُّ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever affliction, whatever difficulty comes to you, is the creation of your own hands. وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And remember that the majority of that, many of your misdeeds, many of your mischiefs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants forgiveness. The Holy Quran gives justice as a cause, a supreme virtue. And I would like to bring your attention to something very significant. There is a verse of the Holy Quran that is posted in the University of Harvard School of Law. This is significant because Harvard University is one of the most prestigious institution of higher learning in the world, established in 1636 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It is the oldest institution of higher learning in the United States and is regarded as a standard. This verse of the Holy Quran posted in the Faculty of Law is from Surah Nisa chapter 4, verse number 135. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما. فَلَّا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَنْ تَعْدِلُوا وَإِنْ تَلُوْهُ أَوْ تُعِدُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. O believers, stand firm for justice and bear witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it may be against you, against your parents, against your loved ones, your relatives. The party may be rich or poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of both of them. So let not your selfish desires swerve you from justice. If you distort your testimony or decide not to give it, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of your actions. Harvard School of Law described this verse as follows. This is one of the greatest expressions for justice in history, which illustrates the universality of the concept of justice throughout time and cultures. We know that whenever there is injustice, there is an outcry for justice. And you know, this was the case when Dr. Martin Luther King said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And you know that this was an outcry for justice when British were treating Americans unfairly and unjustly, that led to the creation of this country, United States of America today. And this was this injustice, the outcry for injustice, that led to the passage of Civil Rights Act of 1964, today they still want to mess around with the Voting Rights Act that was passed to protect the rights, the voting rights of the black people. Actually, injustice starts with human greed. And social scientists have said, and this is their opinion, that because of human greed, because of the inherent greed and selfishness, the society is prone to injustice. And there have to be checks. There have to be some guidelines. So, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed as a guideline. The self-contentment, satisfaction with what we have, is a great virtue. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-qina'atu kanzun la yughna." Self-contentment is a virtue, is a treasure that never depletes. And talking about the taqwa, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Hiya khawqul jaleel wal amalu bil tanzeel wal qina'u bil qaleel wal ista'u bil yawm al raheel." It is the fear of Allah and following what is in the Quran and be content with the little and be prepared for the day of departure from this world. Thus, injustice is first point related to the black history. The second point, reflecting on the black history, actually brings me to my own experience with living in black Africa, in Guinea, Senegal and Gambia. This was the ancestral land of those black people that were brought here to America as slaves. And you must have heard about Alex Haley, who wrote the book Roots, which became a very distinguished and award-winning series on television. Alex Haley, when he was doing his research for his book, he went to Gambia, where his ancestor, Kunta Kinte, lived in a small village called Jabur. When he went there, he discovered that his ancestors are devout Muslims. The grandfather of Kunta Kinte was a Marabu, which in local language means a great imam, a great scholar of Islam. So, Alex Haley had a realization. So he built a grand mosque there and a cultural center for the study of Quran. Record shows that Kunta Kinte, when he was forced to change his religion, he stayed as a devout Muslim and he tried his best to perform five prayers, daily five prayers. And he passed on this religion, Islam, to his daughter Tisa, who in turn passed it on to her son Chicken George. And then Alex Haley writes, after a few years, he writes to Ali Jah Muhammad, Malcolm X was right when he said that our ancestors were Muslims. Brothers and sisters, black history, if you look at that black history into the pages, you will find that there were many, many situations, many cases like that. I'll tell you one more thing, and you can get it on any of this on, and go to online in any search engine. Just put Kunta Kinte, you will have the whole thing. And now I'm going to tell you of another person. His name was Umar ibn Sayyid. And if you put Ibn Sayyid in any search engine, you will have the whole thing. Ibn Sayyid was born in Senegal. He was a scholar of Islam. He was captured and brought as a slave to America. Naturally, his masters were Christians. They tried to convert him to Christianity. He was a scholar of Arabic, so they gave him a Bible in Arabic. And the person who gave him this Bible was a very renowned American. His name was Francis Scott Key, the person who wrote the National Anthem of America today. The National Anthem starts Spangled Banner. Francis Scott Key gave Ibn Sayyid the Bible in Arabic. That Bible is housed in Davidson College in Davidson, North Carolina. On every page of that Bible, it is written in Arabic, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And Ibn Sayyid wrote his autobiography, and he started with, in Arabic, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and the 67th chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Mulk. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Exalted is he in whose hands is the control of the whole universe, and he has power over everything. And then there are other people in history. For example, Ibrahim Abdul Rahman from Guinea. He spent 40 years here in slavery, and due to diplomatic intervention of Morocco, he was freed and sent back to Guinea. And as soon as he got there, he renounced Christianity and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So my dear brothers and sisters, black history has a lot of significance and relevance to Muslims in America. So in summary, we see that the 2 points that I mentioned today, number one, injustice, oppression, cruelty, is strictly condemned in Islam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and He commanded us to do justice. Inna Allah yamuru bil adl wal ihsan وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do justice and be nice to each other and give to relatives and stay away from indecency and oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this advice so that we can pay heed. And the second point was that black history demonstrates that majority of these first generation black slaves from Africa struggled hard to retain their Muslim beliefs. They were the pioneers of Islam in America. And it is my personal opinion that their descendants today in America may have different beliefs other than Islam, but I am sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. He is the grand judge, because eventually truth comes, and it is to Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives guidance to person who seeks truth. You know, there are several things happening in America today, starting from the Declaration of Independence of 1776, which gave freedom and independence to this country. That Declaration of Independence also says that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty and pursuit of happiness. But along the way something went wrong and slavery became the law of the land. So we must not forget that it is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is supreme. And the universal bulletin of the Quran, verse number 13 of Surah Al-Hujurat. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. O humanity, He created you from one man and one woman. Each one of you is the same. And we put you into nations and tribes so that you can recognize each other. The person who is most honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the best deeds and who is most pious. Indeed, Allah knows all and He is well aware of all your actions. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمتان خفيفتان الى الرحمن خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات يا رافع الدرجات يا قاضي الحاجات أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة.